Today is Monday, July 11, 2016. It is now 5:20 p.m.
Trevor, could you get me the... Excuse me, I'm missing a hearing aid. I can't hear, and until he brings me the device, I won't hear what you have to say, Jeff.
then we'll wait. Not that I have anything important to say.
I'm going for new ones tomorrow. I got to get this cleaned out, and then I can go for new hearing aids. And then, hopefully, I can be able to hear. Well, it looks like you might just have to talk loud. What is he looking for?
Where does Brad usually get it from? Where does Brad usually get it from? Where do they know? Oh, back there?
Back there somewhere. Well, that's all right. Speak up. I'll try to hear as best I can. And I'll ask you to repeat if I can't hear.
All right. I'll speak up.
Thank you.
All right. Today is Monday, July 11, 2016. It's now 5:21 p.m., and I'll call to order this meeting of the Alloway Board of Appeals. The first item on the agenda is election of a chairperson. I'm sorry. I'll take roll. Gary Strahan?
Here.
Clarence Matuzic?
Here.
Wes Kornowski?
Here.
And Jeff Jacobs is here. And those are all of the members present for this meeting. So, the next item on the agenda is the election of a chairperson of the Board of Appeals. So, if there is anyone who would be interested in holding that position...
I do.
Okay.
If you're allowed to succeed yourself, I would nominate you to continue as chairperson.
I've been chairperson so much.
You can only serve 2 years.
He can what?
I can't be. I can't be chairperson anymore.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, I've been chairperson a lot. I'm ready to step aside.
Okay. You'll still remain on the board, though?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So, Mr. Matuzic has indicated that he's interested in being chairperson. Is there anyone else who's interested? Is there anyone who would like to nominate?
I don't think that's what he meant.
I wanted to nominate you, but I can't.
No, you can't nominate me.
So, I withdraw the nomination.
Okay. But I thought you indicated that you were interested in being chairperson.
No, because I'm an alternate, so okay. That would not work.
Thank you. I misunderstood.
Okay.
So, is there anyone here who can be that's interested in being the chairperson?
I can be here. That's fine.
I'm going to nominate Wes.
All right, and I'll second that nomination. So, there's been a nomination and a second of Wes Kornowski. All those in favor, so indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed, say nay. Mr. Kornowski, you're now in charge.
Okay. We'll move on to item number 3, approval of minutes from April 11, 2016. Are there any comments from those minutes?
Am I allowed to vote on that if I was not here?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Okay. Yeah.
I move for approval then.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, the minutes are approved. Okay, move on to item number 4, petition of Mike Donowski, 238 Little Road, requesting a 10-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement when constructing a new garage configuration at 238 Little Road, parcel AL-1392-18. You typically read the village ordinance also? Okay. Village Ordinance 11.05C2, subsection D. The side yard on the street side of a corner lot shall have a width of not less than 50% of the front yard depth required in the lots in the rear of such corner lot. No accessory building on a corner lot shall project beyond the front building line of the lots to the rear. So that being said, if you'd like to maybe make a few comments regarding the...
Sure.
Petition? If you could step up to the microphone and just state your name and address again, even though I just...
Mike Donowski, 238 Little Road.
My wife and I are applying for a variance to the side yard setback. We live on a peninsula, and our drive is facing Ducharme Avenue.
Could I ask you to speak up a little bit for this poor deaf person?
And our driveway faces Ducharme Avenue. We live at 238 Little Road. And we're applying for the side yard setback because of the way our driveway is configured on the street and the hill. Our driveway is at a downward slope to the garage doors. And when it rains, we get, I would say, majority of the water from the street that comes down the drive. We put in a drain to try to subvert that to the front yard. But during the winter months, it likes to freeze up and becomes very slippery. It's also not a very safe... That's right. That helps. We get people that periodically, when they come around, they'll use our driveway as a turnaround point. We've had people slide down the drive, actually hit the garage. I've had to go out with police officers and help push cars out of the driveway. My wife has fallen trying to get into the car in the winter months. It's just something we've tried to think of different workarounds, and we really can't come up with any other... workaround. So what we're proposing is that we take the driveway and put it on Little Road, as the majority of the houses. Yep, I can point to it.
Yeah.
So we'd like to eliminate this.
Yep.
And put the drive over here.
Yep.
And to do that, we have to bring the garage out this way.
Yep.
And we have to change the internal entrance. Right now, the garage, it goes in the house this way, we have to go to the left, so we need some more width of the garage. And we'd also like to put a utility door on that garage. And during our remodel, we also are going to affect the front of the house, the entry, so we can come off the drive into the house. So I can point that out.
If I might ask a question, I was there a few minutes ago, and what you're saying is you want to drive around the other side of the house?
No.
What?
No, I'll go point it
okay,
out.
Do that.
Yeah.
That should work.
Oh. Okay.
So we want to eliminate this, put the drive here, and this part of the house will bump out a little bit, so the drive, we can walk into the front entrance.
Oh, there. Okay.
Yes.
I thought you meant around the other side.
No. It will still be a two garage opening garage door, two stalls, and about the same width driveway as the typical two-stall garage.
And I supplied pictures of showing the water coming down the drive and
that's
the steepness of the slope.
Okay.
I also supplied the certified survey. We also have cars that when they turn from Alloway Avenue and turn this way, often when we're doing that, it's such a short area, the cars don't realize we're turning in, and we have had some close rear-end situations. Also, from coming this way, we have to cut across traffic when cars are coming. Obviously, Alloway Avenue is the busiest street, not so busy on Little Road. And we feel that would be a safer alternative, not only now, but for future owners of the house down the road.
I take that road almost every day.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay.
But the problem in terms of visibility is the fence, not the house.
It's actually if cars are coming this way to turn and we're doing the same thing, the fence has no part of that situation. They're right behind us when we turn into the right.
Sure. Sure. This is this the survey of what this will look like when it's done?
The penciled in part in red, yes.
No. Oh, I missed those two lines there. And then, okay.
If you can see the red line there, that would be the drive.
Yep.
And this is where the entrance to the house would be, right, going this way. And then there's a red line there that the garage would extend to.
Are you proposing that what is marked 4 by 12 feet, that's the proposed add-on to get the garage a little bigger?
That would be the house front entrance. The garage is over here.
But the entrance is going to be over...
Entrance will be here.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yep.
You've got something marked 4 by 12.
House entrance. We're going to bump the front of the house out a little bit so we can have an entrance.
I'm sorry. It's hard to make out those red lines on here. I see it. I thought it was pointing to what is in front of the garage there.
No, that's the
front. Or side of the garage. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, that makes a lot more sense to me, seeing it this way than the way you have it now. But I don't know how that fits, Mr. Chair, about with our village variance standards. I think the current setup is against the variance standard.
Yeah, I don't understand this ordinance.
It's a tough one.
Because wouldn't I be correct that there's no lot to the rear of this corner lot?
That's correct.
So when the ordinance talks about, you can't go beyond the front building line of the lot to the rear, there is no lot to the rear.
Right.
Unless you consider the rear to be west.
Well, but how could you do that? The front of the house is the front of the
right,
house.
Right.
And the rear is Alloway Avenue.
Correct.
However, even if we didn't go by a quarter lot setbacks, the minimum side yard setback is 6 feet from the right of way, and this would potentially be 5 feet from the right of way.
The addition on the east side of your house.
Correct.
That's going to be 10 by 22, right?
Approximately, yes.
So it's going to come out 10 feet from the existing
structure
end of your east end of your house.
Correct. Just the garage portion, not the whole house.
Yeah. And so how far into the setback is that going to be?
10 feet.
And so you're at the setback now?
No. I'm on 15 foot, correct.
Mm-hmm. How far will that new extension be from your flat line? I didn't recall seeing that in here. You're going to put on what? You're going to put 10 feet on?
10 feet. Garage or?
10 and 10.
Okay. Personal observation, I've been around here for nearly 48 years, seen innumerable petitions before this board, some of which I don't think were granted correctly, but in this case, this one, probably one of the most logical ones I've seen. And if you're ready for a motion, I'd move to approve the modification.
Well, I'd like to have a little discussion.
Sure. Pardon?
I'd like to have a little discussion before.
That's fine. I withdraw the motion.
The reason you want to go into the setback is to have a two-stall garage. Is that true?
Today we have a two-stall garage. It's a rectangle where we want to obviously enter it on the shorter side, so we need to make it wider. Plus, because we're doing that, we have to change the interior entrance to the house. That's why we're affecting the front entry to the house.
You could probably do this without a variance if you had a one-stall garage. True?
Yes.
Okay. So the reason for the variance is to give you two stalls.
Correct. To maintain what we have, not lose.
It appears to me that on the east end of your house, that the current east end of your house pretty much lines up with the other structures on that side of Ducharme. Would you agree with that?
No, actually, we walked Ducharme, and we've measured different houses on Ducharme with the laser, and there are some that are way into the variance.
But those are quite some distance from your house, aren't they?
That is true, but they are on Ducharme.
But I think, say, within two blocks going south from your house, they line up with yours, or there's more space in your house.
They're configured differently, yes.
Yeah.
There's probably only.
Where is the current overall width of your house as it faces Middle Road? You know.
Not offhand.
Okay.
No, I don't know offhand.
Is it over 60 feet?
It's probably right in that area, I would guess, including the garage.
And then the new side yard would be 10 feet.
Correct.
You said that if this was a typical side yard, it would the 10 feet would go how far into the setback?
If it was a typical side yard, there needs to be a minimum of 14 feet of side yard for both sides. Minimum of 6. So it can have an 8-foot side yard on one side and a 6-foot on the
other. If it's less than 60 feet wide, if it's 60 feet, then it's 10 and 10. Except the problem we have is because it's on the street.
Correct. Yeah.
So if this was a typical side yard, what would this 10 feet do to the setback?
It reduces it to 5 feet, right? You'd be encroaching in by 1 foot.
Right.
So if this was a typical side yard and he came out 9 feet, you wouldn't need a variance.
Correct. Actually, I stand corrected because Clarence made a good point. Because it's over 60 feet wide, technically at 10-foot side yard setback on each side.
And currently it's 15?
Currently it's 15.
So he'd be 5 feet into it.
Correct. I spoke with our public works director. There's no plans on expanding Ducharme width. It's currently, the right of way is about 8-9 feet from the curb. There is potential of a sidewalk sometime in the future, but road width, doesn't appear like it will expand.
I'm still unclear on how you interpret this ordinance. It says the side yard on the street side of a corner lot shall have a width not less than 50% of the front yard depth required on the lots in the rear of such corner lot. Now, because there are no lots in the rear of this corner lot, how do you interpret this ordinance?
It's a predicament. That's the only definition our ordinance provides for a corner lot. It doesn't have an example like this instance.
So just for a clarification on the when you do move all that over, are you going to install curb and you're going to grass that area? Are you going to extend that fence, or how are you going to work that out?
We don't plan on extending the fence. It will probably be a knee wall,
okay,
and then some plantings, maybe some low shrubs, some type of greenery to mimic across the street where they have all cedars along that line.
A knee wall might be tough. Would that require another variance if you're putting a knee wall on?
I don't know.
Somehow we have to hold the hill back.
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Okay. So I guess from what I'm hearing from the group so far, I just wrote down a few notes. And as far as our statutory variance standards, it's a necessary hardship, unique property limitation, and protection of the public interest. So mm-hmm. we have to satisfy those.
Mm-hmm.
And they're mutually exclusive, so you have to satisfy all of them.
Correct.
So what I got on the necessary hardship,
strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome in moving from a two-stall to a one-stall. I think that has a deleterious effect on the property value. In addition to that, the unique property limitation is the corner lot with the short corner.
Could I ask you to repeat that? I didn't hear.
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. The unnecessary hardship, strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome. Moving from a two-stall to a one-stall garage for the property owner, I believe that that would have a deleterious effect on the value of the property. It would bring the property better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I do believe that that is an unnecessary hardship based on how the zoning code is written or the code is written. The unique property limitation is being on a corner lot with that short corner. I can understand how that would be a little dangerous mm-hmm. coming around that corner. So there's no rear yard, so or rear property.
Mm-hmm.
Protection of the public interest. Again, it's a safety when turning in and the ice and water buildup. And then I also thought about the protection of the integrity of the structure. Have you had any foundation issues with that water buildup?
No, but I've had to get up at 2 in the morning and find some pumps and put in the driveway to reroute the water before I came into the house.
Right. So those are my thoughts. Certainly, please expand on any of those or tell me I'm off base.
That you hit what I feel.
Yeah, I just have one more question. Your fence, is that on your property line?
Yes.
Okay. Well, personally, I've looked at this and looked at it and thought about it. In fact, I dream about it at night because it's kind of close to my house and I go past it all the time. And
I'm having difficulty here.
So I tell you what, I'm having a hard time fitting it within the requirements of granting a variance. But on the other hand, it certainly makes sense to enter your house from Little Road.
Yes.
And, you know, frankly, that situation on Ducharme has never been a good one.
No.
And I've seen that for years. So I think it makes tremendous sense. I don't know about bringing the side of that house out that far. It's different from everything up and down the street as far as I, you know, at least close by. But on the other hand, you know, the way I looked at it is when you go past it, it's going to be, you know, about where the fence is now.
5 foot back.
A little bit inside of that.
Correct.
So I don't really think it matters. I mean, the fence is the fence.
Right.
The fence, frankly, is obstruction.
I did get a variance for the fence when I rebuilt.
Yeah.
I actually pushed it back further than the previous fence.
Sure. But I think it is an obstruction, but I don't see kicking the east wall of the house out as being any greater obstruction than what you have with the fence now.
Yeah.
So, you know, from that standpoint, I just don't. It's probably a lot safer with the change than it is without it.
To me, that's a big issue. The what seems to be the safety there. When I came, I couldn't find the house. Oops. Excuse me, I'm a relatively new person.
Okay.
I mean, I've been here 8 years already, but I came down. I thought, oh, it's way down in the other. I started. Little Road comes off of Alloway.
Correct.
And that's where I started. Oh, it's way down the other. Oh, it's right on the end.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, there's not even a backyard. Or, you know, that's the only lot in the whole thing. And then I'm thinking, how did they get in there? And then I went around the corner and saw that. But it makes more sense to come in off of Little Road in my mind than to come off Ducharme.
I personally would not want to use your driveway
yeah.
because I've got an inclined driveway and mine's the opposite way. But that sliding situation,
sure.
I can understand. And visibility left and right, it's a little scary.
Yeah, it is dangerous. And you know, I've lived there for 23 years. My wife and I have been married for 13 years. And we've made the decision that we're going to stay there. So we want to improve the property as we age that we can use it safely.
Now you're trying to correct a problem that's existed since it was built probably
right.
60 years ago.
Right. I think it was built in 1958, 59, and back then a side loader, maybe it made sense, but it doesn't for us.
All right, well, I move to approve the petition.
I second.
There's a motion and a second for approval. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the variance is granted.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, Trevor.
Well, you guys picked an easy one for my first encounter.
Are there any announcements? That's the next item on the agenda. I think so. Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.